Welcome to the Free to Lead podcast, journeys of leaders, driven by passion, inspired by purpose. My name is Will Steele. I'm the host of the show. I'm a transformational business and leadership coach. I say transform the business owner, you transform the business. So if you want to be the fullest version of yourself in the world, decisive, taking clear action, moving forward, producing the kind of results and having the kind of impact you really want to have in your business, in your life, and in the world, then stay tuned. The people on this show that we interview are handpicked. They've got pearls of wisdom. They're going to share their breakdowns, breakthroughs, their challenges, what they've dealt with, how they've grown, and how they've become free to lead. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, I'd love to hear from you, and I'll be telling you how you can get in contact in about 20 minutes' time. Right now, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to today's episode of Free to Lead. Today, I'm joined by Mitchell Levy. He's a global credibility expert. He's done two TEDx talks. He's an international bestseller. Author of over 60 books. Can you believe it? He's written over 60 books and he's interviewed over 500 thought leaders on credibility. We're going to have a conversation today to really get into what does that mean and how is that relevant to the people listening to the podcast. So without further ado, Mitchell, welcome. Welcome to Free to Lead.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Great. So a question I have is credibility, is it branding? Is it just being trusted by your potential clients? Can you give us a little bit of background to how you foster credibility, how you create that for presumably your clients, right, that you do that work with?
Well, it's really fascinating. It's a great question. So what is credibility? Is it purely branding? And for those people who take credibility and treat it just as branding, if that's where they're trying to sell you, it's essentially time to run away. Credibility, based on interviewing 500 thought leaders, is the quality in which you are trusted, known, and liked. Now, these are important concepts. Trusted, clearly, you're not going to do business, or let's say a great example of you're a parent, you are not going to actually allow a sitter to come in that you don't trust into your house to take care of your kids. Now, trust is important, but what you also want to do is you need to know, like when you're out of the house or let's say you're going to go away for a couple of days, what's going to happen? You need to know, do they have the propensity to have friends come over, to have parties? And by the way, if you have the choice of two different sitters to watch your kids, you're going to pick the one that you like versus the one that you don't like. What's really fascinating is there are 10 values of credibility, and it's not a gimmick. It's not something you do because someone tells you to do it. It's a way in which you live and you show up. And what happens when you can show up with credibility and clarity, I'll put that in there. When you could show up with credibility, what happens is people start trusting you, knowing you, liking you. They start referring you. And if you got the clarity, that makes it easy for people to understand who you are and how you show up. That's where the referrals really start coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear it very closely related to, or definitely an element of branding. I had a branding expert and it was interesting. It's a different take on something. And his definition, I probably won't get it exactly right, but your brand lives in your customer's perception of you. That's where it actually lives. So I can hear when you say credibility, if you don't have that, then it's gonna color, shape, and influence that the way, you know, your perception lives in the mind of your customer or potential customer.
One of my favorite, by the way, I love that quote. Let me tell you my favorite. Typically, this is for when I do both executive coaching to fast-growing CEOs, and I also do work with business leaders who want to essentially avoid slimy LinkedIn sales tactics. Yeah. My favorite quote is, your legacy is felt in the success of your stakeholders. Your legacy is felt in the success of your stakeholders.
Okay, good. That took a while for that to sink in for me. But yeah, I get it. I get it. Good. Okay, great. So someone comes along to you and says, are they going to come along and say, I don't have good credibility. Can you fix it for me? Or are they going to say, hey, I want to make sure I have great credibility out there? Or do you get a range of people who come to you? Or
So here's something I learned after interviewing the 500 thought leaders on credibility and spending 3.5 years focusing on selling credibility. I mean, I created a nice six-figure business. And what I want to say about both credibility and clarity is that these are both things that people absolutely need, but it's not what they're asking for. There's so many different definitions of credibility. What I've unraveled is that there's 98% of business leaders, of entrepreneurs, of thought leaders, 98% don't have clarity. And they're not actually coming to me and saying, I want clarity, because they either think they have it and they don't, or they don't think they need it. So one of the things that I learned, Will, is the importance of essentially selling what people want and then delivering what they need. So what do people really need? They really need to first start with clarity. In less than 10 words, how do they serve? It becomes an amazing compass. And then when you take that compass and you share it everywhere, i.e. you're spreading your credibility both asynchronously and synchronously, that's when that compass becomes a magnet. Now, what is it that they want? The two audiences I serve, one is the fast-growing CEOs. So my clarity statement there is Inc. 5,000 CEOs leading the future with executive abundance, right? So it's those companies between 10 and 100 million that they're growing, and the CEO recognizes it has to be more than just making a good ROI for their investors. The other audience, the audience that you serve, and I do as well, is those business leaders tired of LinkedIn, slimy LinkedIn sales tactics.
Yes.
And so I ended up buying a LinkedIn company that really goes out and supports on an ongoing basis, if I'm going to say shortly, social selling on LinkedIn. And so that's what, when they come to me, they go, hey, Mitchell, I know LinkedIn's the right tool. I need to use it better. I'm like, great. And that's when I say, who are you? And if they can't answer the question in seconds and I understand who they are, I said, let's get some clarity on you first. Let's then make sure that clarity shows up everywhere. That's credibility. And now let's start reaching out. And let's start reaching out in a way that we're talking to potential referral partners and potential prospects.
Yeah, I can speak from my own experience on LinkedIn. It drives me crazy. And I have clients and ex-colleagues who are now friends, but in the same business, coaching high-level executives, business owners, world leaders. I was asked if I could coach anybody, who would I really want to coach? And for myself, it was world leaders, people who are making decisions that need clarity, need someone they can talk to where they're not going to be challenged or judged. I don't mean you still get challenged with a coach, right? But to get to what you really need, what you really want, what you really like, real clarity. And world leaders are human beings. I'm coaching someone currently, and he couldn't say out loud what he really wanted. And what he really wanted is to be prime minister of his country. And we're probably about 3 to 5 years away from that. But I'm coaching people who are really high level. Now, I can't get that across on LinkedIn. I've shared stuff. I've done podcast stuff. But for me, it just seems like crap. It's just like I'm churning stuff out for the sake of it. I don't think I'm connected with my ideal client. I don't think my ideal client, it just seems a waste of time. Now, I want to hear what you have to say about what I just said.
By the way, thank you. One of the things I would do if we were in a session together, because we're podcasting and it feels like the internet connection is not so great. One of the things I do is I'd bring up your LinkedIn profile, and first thing I do is I'd say, hey, is this the right profile? The second thing I do is I'd say, is the audience you're attracting, your direct client, are they actually hanging out on LinkedIn, or do they think it's too beneath them? And I'm going to argue that there's a really good chance that your audience is one that has relegated anything they do on LinkedIn to an admin. So if that's the case, by the way, if that's the case, then what you have to recognize is that your outreach program needs to be to that person, not to it's a it I don't mean you tailor your messages to there. What I mean is you want to make sure you start building relationships with the people who support. And there's a very, in thinking about this, I love this idea, by the way. I'm wondering if, and this is where we would brainstorm, right? So first, what I would do with you is focus on, hey, what is that? I call it a CPOP, your customer point of possibilities. What is that clarity? And once you have that clarity, then who is it that you're going to really reach out to on LinkedIn? And if it's the referral partners, i.e., the person who either chief of staff or there's many different titles they have, if that's who you're reaching out to, let's do campaigns to reach them. And what if you had, think about all the different things that as you start reaching out and talking to them, you had 1 minute videos that talked about how they could make a small aspect of their life better. Or what if you had one page PDFs that would just give cheat sheets for them to do their job better? What if you ran a, are you ready? Free, complimentary mastermind once a month for anyone who supports somebody in that position, just to get questions answered and support given. It's just what I'm thinking about, and largely what's important is if you could define with clarity the playground you play in, and then you look at what are the best tools to reach people in that playground. LinkedIn is absolutely the best tool, although there may be, it depends. For instance, if you're focused on mayors, there's a tool that focuses on specifically mayors around the world, right? So it just depends on the audience. But if LinkedIn turns out to be the best tool for you, then you got to figure out who is it in LinkedIn that you're talking to. And then you want to speak that language.
Yeah, it's very
Make
good. It's
sense?
very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me think differently about who I'm approaching, who I'm looking out for. Most of my clients come from referral. Are that or I meet them. I meet them on an airplane, or I meet them at a conference, or they hear me speak, or I have great past clients that still speak very highly of me, and they meet those people and say, "Hey, you should get coached." I just onboarded a new client there who's absolutely brilliant, just amazing. So, yeah, that's interesting. So now, if we get back to credibility, that part of what I find, and I'm sure people listening to this, when you get on a call with a prospective new client for your business, or in my case, for my coaching, part of what has to get created is your own credibility. They have to relate to you. You have to. I don't sell myself. I listen to them. And I think that credibility arises out of me authentically listening to them and not trying to sell them. Not really trying to get what they're dealing with and just being, well, just being them, being over there with them.
I'm tracking. When I put on, so it's interesting because we overlap in the executive coaching piece. I'm part of the Marshall Goldsmith 100 Coaches. So we overlap on the executive coaching. And I love that part of my job. So I love the part of the job that you have where you're looking at somebody and you see something in them that they may see, but there's something blocking them, right? So I love that piece of it. The reason I bought the LinkedIn agency and started focusing on that is that it's much more tactical, much more focused, a lot less money in terms of what I charge. And one of the issues I found, Will, is when, and I've done this now over 1,000 times, I've helped over 1,000 companies and individuals articulate in less than 10 words where they're executing on their purpose. And for the time which we're together, they're feeling such amazing alignment. It's super cool. And somewhere between 2 hours to 2 weeks without any incremental, if they don't have any incremental support, they're going to fix that level of alignment because the world's chaos. So for people I am doing executive coaching with, which is a smaller number compared to 1,000, I actually will keep them aligned. But for those people I'm not, I needed to find other solutions. Now, I actually have 3 coaches who, when they pick up a new client, they send the client to my clarity session so they get clarity and then they take them from there. What I also do with the LinkedIn program is first thing we do, we get clarity. I then take a look at, as a matter of fact, what I have to do when we're done is I've got 5 people who say, hey, Mitchell, do a quick review of my LinkedIn and tell me what I need to do next. And so all I do is look at it from a clarity and credibility perspective. I think the coolest part, sorry, I think I went off on a different question. Let me rephrase the question I think you might have asked. When I talk to somebody, how do you get them excited about me? So I'm talking to a prospect. How do I get them excited about me? Which is what you talked about. And I'm going to say I do the same thing you do. It's you got to check the chemistry. You've got to have a conversation. You got to see how it feels. You as a coach, you do the same thing I do. You got to ask the right questions. If you can ask questions that are probing and open, I have to tell you, though, when I'm even in that first conversation, there are 3 things I look for. There are 3 things which I immediately will run away from. If it's hate versus love, I'm gone. I only want to work with people who live in a world of love over hate. Now, if they don't know what the word love means or how to express it, and they've been taught not to express it, that's different than hate. Okay. I just feel the need to say that out loud. So I did. The second thing is it's important that they are servant leaders, that they are of service to others, that they think about themselves first before they, they think about others, silly me, they think about others first before they think about themselves. And then sometime during the conversation, I'm going to say something to see if they're coachable, right? Because when you're talking with high-powered, high-leveled individuals, sometime during that first conversation, you have to say something where they look back and they reflect on who they are and they go, yeah, you know what? You might be right about that. I might be wrong. And I need to hear that in every first conversation I have with somebody new before I decide to take them on as a client. Because if you're not coachable, it's doesn't matter how good you are, it's not going to work.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be not a pleasant feeling when you see them in your schedule and it's coming up and, oh, this person is not coachable. So I've had a few of those in my time, but I just get straight about it. I'm not going to tolerate that. Either get coachable or we're not going to continue because it doesn't work. And that's very rare because like you say, you can feel it at the beginning. And most people I find who are really great people and they're really up to something, they're coachable because they want to see what they're not able to see themselves because they want to be able to make the impact they want to make.
I agree. The best example I could share would be when a board of directors sends me their CEO and the CEO says, I don't know why I'm here. The board tells me I need you as a coach. I go, okay, we'll talk for a little bit. I'll probably just give it 10 or 15 minutes before I say, I'm going to report back to the board. Can I tell you what I would tell them? And the CEO goes, okay. I go, I'm going to tell them I can't take you on as a client because you're not coachable. They go, really? I didn't understand that. That is the point in time that if they actually go, I did not know that's how I was presenting myself. I really do want help. Can you help me? If words like that come out, I'll go, of course I can. And if I get the curt, silly type of response, I will report back to the board. Sorry, it's quite possible that the best thing you could do as an action is get rid of the CEO.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Good. It's funny because I go straight into the person. I'm not working with organizations so much where they're sending me that kind of a client. I want people who are looking for help themselves rather than being sent by the board. Although it is, I can see that's also a possibility. As I talk to more and more venture capitalists, people who are investing in companies, they've got CEOs in there and they want some help.
Oh, well, that's going to, for you, looking at your LinkedIn and talking to you in terms of who you serve, there will be an opportunity and for that to happen. And hopefully you'll have spent some time thinking about the conversation, because sometimes the best thing you could do is say, nope, not me. It'll save you a lot of headache. And if it's the right thing to do, it's what you should be doing.
Well, yes. And I used to lead a program where I'd have anywhere from 100 people to 1,000 people for 3.5 days. And I couldn't go to my coach and say, oh, these people are not, they're not coachable. They're not transformable. They're just, well, the company sent them or whatever, right? They said, too bad. Your job's transform their ass. Get out there and enroll them in a new possibility such that they take their lives on. So I certainly, my outlook on clients is I don't write them off. I find a way to get into their, what's actually going on with them. You know, what's actually going on with them to be able to make that difference? And not always, it's not always that's what they want. So therefore, we don't go there. It doesn't happen. But if you can actually get into somebody else's world and get how come they're responding to the environment they find themselves in the way they're responding, then you've got a chance of actually making a difference to that person.
I agree. By the way, that's a different scenario, right?
Yeah.
That scenario is a great one. If you have a human, a set of humans for 3 days, what are you going to do with them? Right.
Yeah.
And you've got to figure out where they are, where they're starting. And yes, there are people who are there just because somebody told them to be there. And it doesn't matter. You got them for 3 days. You could work magic in 3 days. That's a lot of time.
Yes. It's not 1 hour, like a 1 hour call, but for sure. Well, you've got to get to business. Yeah. All right. So what kind of person listening to this would want to reach out to you when we're talking about credibility? Who should be like, perhaps I should look at that. Who should that be? What kind of person is that?
That's a great question. What type of person? It's hard for me to not try to answer that question in a from a personal perspective. Like, what does Mitchell Levy think is important from a potential client? But if I'm going to go worldwide, I think if you consider what life is, a short period of time where you are on this earth, the biggest question is, why are you on this earth? And is it to accumulate more assets for you? So when you're sitting on your deathbed, you can count how much money you have? Or is it to accumulate the gifts of friendship and love and the ability to, on your deathbed, have incredible memories, and your legacy is felt in the success of all those people you touched? If that's the case, credibility is just a component. It is a, to me, when I think about clarity and what I do, that's a formula. I could help you articulate where you're executing on your purpose. And I'm going to say 90% of humans are born, live, and die without ever knowing their purpose. I could help you at least articulate where you're executing on that. That's a formula. Now, the framework you want to live in, credibility is a framework. It's a framework in how you interact and operate. It should be one of many frameworks that you live your life as. And those that are coming to me, if this resonates with you at all, you come to my website. It's mitchelllevy.com, MitchellLevy.com. There you could see the different programs we run. And if you want to book time on my calendar, there's a link directly to my calendar there. And if this resonates, that's a good person. If it doesn't resonate, fine. And if you need a coach, talk to Will, or find somebody that when you're talking to them, you're feeling good. You're feeling like they understand you, and they understand where you are today, and they understand where you want to go. Because that's all we do. At the end of the day, the most important thing is, do I have enough time to paint a picture for people to pay attention to?
Just a few minutes, if you can do it, okay. That would be great.
I'll do it. Try to do it in a minute.
All right.
So listen, if you're listening to this and you are curious about whether it makes sense to work with a coach like Will or Mitch or anyone else, on a piece of paper, just draw a black box. Draw a box and actually label it black box. And then draw a line going into the black box and call it input. And then draw a line coming out of the black box calling output. What's really interesting is most humans, when they start talking to somebody else, they start talking about stuff inside the black box. What I want to encourage you to think about when you're evaluating someone to work with is, do they immediately give you an answer? Like you say, hey, how would you do this? And they give you an answer. They can't give you an answer that works for you unless they know who you are. They need to understand your inputs and outputs. So when you're talking to somebody and they're asking good questions, the types of questions they're asking are questions that allow them to understand who you are today and where you want to go. The talking about what happens inside the black box doesn't happen to the second, third, fourth session. And that is a great way, if somebody is smart enough to understand that they need to know you, really know, they need to trust, know, and like you before they could work with you. And you could feel that in that first conversation, that's somebody you want to work with.
Yeah. And that's someone you must have, by the sound of it, established credibility with.
There we go.
There we go. Okay. Come full circle. Excellent. All right. Levy, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being on Free to Lead.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Will.
You're welcome.
Will Steele here. Thanks so much for listening to the Free to Lead podcast, Journeys of Leaders, Driven by Passion, Inspired by Purpose. If you're a successful leader and you're driven by passion and you're inspired by your purpose and you'd love to be a guest on the show, we'd love to have you. Just visit podcast.willsteele.com. That's podcast.willsteele.com. Will Steele is spelled W-I-L-L-S-T-E-E-L, all one word. If you got something out of today's interview and you'd love to share it on your social media, we'd love you to do that. You can take a screenshot on your phone, you can text it to a friend or post it on your socials. And if you know someone you think they'd be a great guest, tag them on social media or just let them know about the show and include the hashtag Free to Lead. I love seeing your posts and suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. And to make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, your reviews, and your comments go a long way to help promote the show, and that means a lot to me and my team. If you want to know more, go to our website, willsteele.com, or follow me on LinkedIn under Will Steele, or Facebook under Will Steele, or Instagram under Will Steele Coaching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.